Flemington right now, it is 77 degrees, 80 degrees, clear skies, 10% chance of precipitation. It is Friday, TGIF, August 26, 2016. Partly sunny today, isolated showers this morning. Hot with highs in the lower 90s. West winds 5 to 10 miles an hour, becoming northwest this afternoon. Chance of rain is 20%. Be mostly clear tonight. Lows in the lower 60s, so the humidity goes away. Sunny highs in the upper 80s tomorrow. Northeast winds around 5 miles an hour, becoming east in the afternoon. On Sunday, sunny highs in the upper 80s.
USA Radio News with Jason Wirt.
You've got the Democratic leader calling for the guy's dismissal like 3 or 4 weeks before. I don't remember that in Watergate. I don't remember the Democratic leader calling for Archibald Cox to be dismissed.
Senator Lindsey Graham slamming Democrats for their hypocrisy over the firing of James Comey. Comey's acting replacement, Andrew McCabe, testifying in front of a Senate hearing this morning. President Trump is talking about his meeting yesterday with the foreign minister of Russia. He said the two discussed Syria.
I think that we're going to do very well with respect to Syria. I think things are happening that are really, really, really positive. We're going to stop the killing and the death.
12 children injured after their school bus went off a St. Louis area highway and into a ravine. Authorities say the accident occurred this morning when the driver swerved to avoid a crash. One child ejected from the bus having serious injuries. The other injuries reported as minor. USA Radio News.
Howdy, Mom folks. KFC's Colonel Sanders here. I know you don't want to do Mom stuff on Mother's Day, so have Dad pick up a delicious KFC $20 fill-up. The family gets 8 pieces of delicious, freshly prepared chicken, 2 large mashed potatoes and gravy, 1 large coleslaw, and 4 biscuits. It's your day, so tell your family they can figure it out themselves for once in their lives. And then I'll figure it out for them, so they've kind of learned nothing. Oh, well, at least you won't have to cook. KFC, it's finger-licking good. For a limited time at participating KFCs, prices may vary. Tax extra.
Allergy sufferers? The name's Nigel. I'm a well-educated owl, therefore well-versed in the difference between what's wise and unwise. Talking like a pirate on a job interview. Unwise. Using new Zizol for 24-hour relief of your allergy symptoms. Quite wise. In a clinical study, 90% of allergy sufferers who use Zizol felt powerful 24-hour relief after just one day. So for continuous allergy relief, don't be unwise. Be wise all. Take new Zizol. Use as directed.
Liberal college students at a historically black college being very rude to U.S. Education Secretary Betsy DeVos. Correspondent Chris Barnes has more.
I am honored to become a Wildcat.
Those weren't cheers, but boos for U.S. Education Secretary Betsy DeVos as she gives the commencement address at a historically black college in Florida, Bethune-Cookman University. The grads were angry in part at DeVos's past comments linking the school choice issue to historically black colleges. After her speech, DeVos says in a statement that she respects the attendees, quote, including those who demonstrated their disagreement with me, adding, while we may share differing points of view, my visit and dialogue with students leaves me encouraged and committed to supporting historically black colleges and universities. I'm Chris Barnes.
Angry protests in New Orleans as another Confederate monument has been removed. Today they removed the statue of Confederate President Jefferson Davis. USA Radio News.
Howdy, folks. Colonel Sanders here to announce that KFC's new spicy, crispy Zinger chicken sandwich is now available in a $5 fill-up for a limited time. Why? Because who wants to spend $7 on a meal at a burger place when you could spend $5 on a hand-breaded Zinger chicken sandwich, wages, a cookie, and a drink at KFC? I mean, we specialize in chicken. You need another reason? I didn't think so. Try the Zinger in a $5 fill-up at KFC today. KFC, it's finger-licking good. Limited time offer at participating KFCs. Tax extra.
A major Atlanta highway set to reopen over a month early. Chris Barnes with the story.
When a portion of Interstate 85 collapsed on the 30th of March after a big fire was set under that bridge, it was said that it could take months to reconstruct it and reopen that heavily used highway. On Wednesday, Georgia's Governor Nathan Deal announced the I-85 bridge will be completed and open for traffic again by rush hour Monday morning or about a month ahead of schedule.
I'm especially thankful for the prompt and significant response from President Trump and the DOT for the financial assistance that they provided us.
The contractor being paid millions extra for expediting the work. I'm Chris Barnes.
A New Jersey community coming under fire after their leaders passed laws that many say are anti-Semitic. Here's the story from Sarah Lee Kessler.
A religious group, Agudath Israel, says Jackson's restrictions on school construction targets the area's growing Orthodox Jewish community. In March, the Jackson Town Council barred the building of dorms operated by schools and religious orders. Agudath Israel and the developers say the town is trying to prevent Orthodox Jews from moving in from Lakewood. They claim the town's new rule is anti-Semitic. Town officials aren't commenting. Sarah Lee Kessler, New Jersey.
Lawmakers in Vermont sending a bill to the governor that would allow residents to have small amounts of marijuana for recreational use. It passed the House 79-66. USA Radio News.
All right, we're going to take a look at the weather right now. Let's open it up. Today it is 60 degrees right now, and we'll be having mostly cloudy with a high near 62. East winds around 6 miles per hour. Tonight will be also mostly cloudy with a low around 44. Light and variable winds. And tomorrow there will be a chance of showers, mainly after 1 p.m. Cloudy with a high near 59. East winds 5 to 7 miles per hour. Chance of precipitation is 30%. New precipitation amounts of less than a tenth of an inch possible. We're going to get started with the Interns News Corner in just a few moments. We'll be right back.
Hey, Pat, did you know between the two of us, we know how to screw in a light bulb?
Come on, Steve. We can do better than that. Well, at least I can. Tell you what, you sit there and look pretty, and I'll fix it.
Listen to you, big guy. Better yet, let's get everyone to listen to Home Sweet Home with me, Steve Bailey, Inspector with Brass Tack Home Inspections.
And I'm Pat Gregory, Handyman Extraordinaire with Taskman Home Improvements, every Friday at 11 a.m. Or you can go to our archives and get access to over 50 podcasts. We cover the basement to the attic and everything in between.
You can even call us at 908-237-0410 during our radio program about our home improvement projects. Remember, Home Sweet Home, every Friday at 11 on Hunterton Chamber Radio.
From the basement to the attic, you're listening to Steve and Patrick. Home sweet home.
Lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. Let me repeat, lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. This is not a crazy diet or exercise program. No drugs, hormones, or shots. You can lose 20 to 45 pounds in 40 days with Nutrimost Resonant Frequency Technology to measure 2,800 of your body's key biomarkers. Using NRF, they can find and correct the cause of your weight problem by measuring factors affecting weight gain, including metabolism, fat burning, fat storage, appetite, detoxification, and hormonal regulation. It's safe, fast, easy, and effective, and you won't walk around hungry or have cravings. It's even doctor supervised. Schedule a body composition analysis and consultation. You can be transformed in 40 days guaranteed. This is a limited time offer, so they can't wait to see you look great.
So call 888-718-7077. That's 888-718-7077. Or visit njthin.com. That's njthin.com.
All right, good afternoon, everyone. Welcome to the Interns News Corner. I'm your host, Wyatt Nasinski. Today, not much in terms of events, but I do have a lot of news to talk about, so that should be interesting. Before we start, I'd like to mention something I was looking at when I was typing all this up. Have you ever seen those weird, like, fidget spinner things that are going around, like, at schools and stuff? Like, all those little kids have, like, the weird things. It's, like, not really three-pronged, but it's, like, has, like, the three circles. It looks kind of like a shuriken, but it's, like, it spins around. And I just discovered today that there's, like, something called a fidget cube, which is, like, the same thing, except it's a dice, and you just press the buttons on it, and it's just... I have to wonder, who invented that, and why is it so popular? Like, I know there was an article how it was saying there was no, that schools were banning them across the country, and I have to wonder, is New Jersey doing the same thing, too? I mean, I can understand that they're being used to, you know, help with people who can't keep their hands still. I'm definitely guilty of that myself, but... Then again, at the end of the day, it's still technically considered a toy, so I would assume, yeah, it's not really good to use at school to garner attention, but I don't know, just something that's been on my mind this morning when I was gathering today's information. So without further ado, let's get started. The Immaculate Conception 16th Annual Parish Festival. Hunterdon County's summer kickoff and most highly anticipated event announces its 2017 dates. Immaculate Conception Parish will host its 16th Annual Parish Festival from June 21st through June 25th, rain or shine. This year's event will once again feature rides, carnival games, a great assortment of delicious food, nightly entertainment, two nights of fireworks on June 21st and June 24th, a tricky tray, 50-50 raffles, and much more. Join us on Friday night for our annual pig roast. We will also have our very popular Super 50-50 raffle. Our pay one price wristband days are Thursday and Sunday. Pre-sale ride tickets will be available through June 18th. We are delighted to welcome back Majestic Midways as our ride vendor this year. Here's your opportunity to get your ride tickets early and save money. A sheet of 25 tickets, which normally sells for $37.50, is now available for only $20. For additional information, please call 908-735-7319 or go to www.iccannandale.org. That's iccannandale.org. The festival is located on the Immaculate Conception grounds. Take the Annandale exit off Route 78, 22, or 31 to Old Allerton Road. Follow the signs and head for the Ferris wheel. The Delaware River Towns Art and Antique Treasure Hunt. The Delaware River Towns Chamber of Commerce and Visitors Bureau will present the first annual Antique and Art Treasure Hunt on June 3rd and 4th, 2017. The Delaware River Towns is a world-renowned destination for art and antique enthusiasts. This new event provides an ideal platform to highlight the core strengths unique to the community. The Antique and Art Treasure Hunt is a two-day event featuring the Delaware River Towns' vibrant and unique art and antiques community. The weekend's festivities will include a Saturday evening reception at the renowned Rago Auction House. Attendees will also have the opportunity to meet Bob Richter from the acclaimed TBS show Market Warriors. The 19th Annual Buffalo Watch Farm and Open House, May 13th from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. at Readington River Buffalo Farm, 937 County Road 523 in Flemington. Another exciting year for the White House Rescue Squad's partnership with nearby Readington Buffalo Farm. For the 19th year, they hand over the farm for our family-style Western event to raise funds for providing rapid, quality medical emergency response to our neighbors and businesses. Saturday, May 13th, from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m., stop by on your way anywhere. Buffalo still roam the range at the Readington River Buffalo Farm, a historic, maintained working farm preserve. You have the rare opportunity to get a close-up and personal view of bison and their newborn calves. The 19th Annual Buffalo Watch Fundraiser Open House benefits the local White House Rescue Squad of Readington Township. Just a few of the all-day attractions, rain or shine, all included with your on-site $5 parking donation. Farm tours, two live bands, displays and reenactments, the Jackson Hole Gang, blacksmith demonstration, and live Wild West cowboy shows. Also for children and adults, pony rides, antiquers and crafters, face painters, hay wagon tour rides throughout the farm, experience American Indian and Civil War encampments, fresh local food, plant and flower sales, the Wolf Preserve, and the Pink Fire Truck. Available are reasonably priced refreshments, water, Italian ices, soda, barbecue, pizza, burgers, hot dogs, popcorn, and pastries. The farm owners are again grilling buffalo burgers. This year we introduce a unique feature for those 21 and over, the Red River Saloon. With the help of local design talent, an entire barn brings you back to a vintage Wild West saloon. Step up to our 15-foot custom designed bar to enjoy beer from a local brewery and wine from a nearby vineyard. Or sit around the many tables. We expect over 5,000 attendees at this one-day family event. Last year, over 4,000 attendees experienced a working farm with exciting activities. All proceeds go to the local White House First Aid and Rescue Squad. If you want to learn more about them, the website is www.whitehouserescue.com. Welcome antiquers, enthusiasts, collectors, weekenders, modelers, memorabilia, and artifact hunters. Don't miss out on this family fun event. Showcase or sell your products. Registration information from our website to reserve outdoor and in-barn spaces. Guests are advised to wear sturdy shoes and to bring binoculars. The Buffalo Watch will be held rain or shine. Since this is a working farm with many animals, please do not bring your pets. Service animals only are permitted. All right, we're going to take a short break. This is the Intern's News Corner with Wyatt Nosinski. We'll be right back.
Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 37 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisal, sales, and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof, and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investor, Rab Coins has been for numismatists since 1974. Founder and owner, Randy Block, an expert numismatist, has been an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875. Ready to start your child's entrepreneurial adventure? Join us for this exclusive entrepreneurial learning event featuring the award-winning game Launch, limited to just 40 kids in the 4th through 8th grade, Friday, May 12th from 6 to 9 at the Deer Path YMCA, Woods Church Road in Flemington. Register online at huntertonchamber.org.
3, 2, 1.
This is Tony Clark, para planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Hello, welcome back to the Insurance News Corner. I'm your host, Wyatt Nosinski. Funny thing that the second ad for Launch, I had actually planned to talk about that today in my script, so that's quite a coincidence. I didn't think, though, it was only limited to a couple kids. I mean, I read it. It seems kind of interesting, so I'm sure I'll talk about that in a bit once I get to it, but yeah, so that should be fun. The Brown Bag Ballet, May 17th from 11:30 a.m. to 1 p.m., at the Roxy Ballet Canal Studio Theater, 243 North Union Street in Lambertville. Groups, individuals, and local businesses are invited to spend the afternoon with Roxy Ballet at our Brown Bag and Ballet events. Take a behind-the-scenes look at the creative process that goes into creating Roxy Ballet's repertory works. Engage in conversations with the dancers and get a preview of our upcoming productions. Bring your friends, bring your lunch, and enjoy a wonderful afternoon of dance. Box City 2017, May 20th through the 21st from 6 p.m. to 8 a.m. the next day. Huntington Central High School's practice field, 84 New Jersey 31 in Flemington. Spend the night sleeping outside in a cardboard box that you bring with you to raise funds to support Family Promise of Huntington County's homeless families, and to increase awareness about homelessness in our own community. Everyone is welcome to participate by sleeping out, coming for the event's festivities until 11 p.m., or supporting those that do. We encourage participants of all ages. We welcome youth groups, sports teams, service groups, and families. Don't forget to get a box for yourself. You recommend looking for a box at appliance retailers, outdoor furniture stores, car repair companies, etc. Participants will raise a minimum of $30 each, and any participant who raises more than $50 will receive a special Box City prize. We would love it if everyone would have a goal of raising $100 each to help us help our neighbors in need. We'll have great prizes for the top individual and team fundraisers. Funds raised will help prevent homelessness and provide critically important services and housing for homeless families in Hunterdon. Weather permitting, we'll have an outdoor movie and entertainment, bring games, balls, musical instruments, etc. We'll provide dinner as well as a light breakfast and plenty of beverages. There are indoor restrooms on site, and the area is very safe. For those who don't want to spend the night, we still welcome your participation. Join us for dinner and a movie, and leave by 11 p.m. Edible and medicinal plants at the Musconetcong Gorge. May 24th, from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m., Ellis Road, Milford, New Jersey. Wednesday, May 24th, from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m., Musconetcong Gorge Preserve, ages 10 through adult, $15 for participation. Guest presenter is Jared Rosenbaum. Did you know that wild ginger makes an excellent tea? That Solomon's seal shoots are an asparagus-like vegetable. Can you identify different wild greens in the forest, including the bicolored Virginia waterleaf? Explore the diverse mesic forest of Musconetcong Gorge while encountering the edible and medicinal uses of the many plant species found there. Botanist Jared Rosenbaum of Wild Ridge Plants will weave together traditional plant uses, ecology, and field botany on a modest-placed hike through the rich, scenic habitat. Hunterdon Polo Classic, June 10th from 12 p.m. to 6 p.m. at Field View Farm, 342 Quakertown Road in Pittstown. The Hunterdon Foundation presents the Hunterdon Polo Classic on June 10th. The Hunterdon Polo Classic continues the tradition of a family-friendly fun while raising funds and awareness for charitable organizations. Join us on June 10th for a day in the beautiful Hunterdon County countryside, enjoying the fast-paced action of a live polo match. The events of the day include a classic car parade and display, a demonstration by the Tewksbury Foot Bassets, best hat and best tailgate competitions, Essex Foxhounds, face painters, and the ever-popular Stomping of the Divots. The event is hosted by Field View Farm, located in Pittstown. The funds raised from this event benefit local charities. Check the website www.hunterdonpolo.org for more details and information on purchasing tickets and tailgate spaces. General admission tickets are $35, and tailgate spaces start at $200. Children under 12 are free. Schools Out Food Truck Festival, June 24th from 4 p.m. to 9:30 p.m. at Bunt Park, Red Schoolhouse Road in Lebanon. Join us for a night of live music, a beer garden, and food trucks. From 4 p.m. until 6:30 p.m., Alex Allegra will be performing on stage. Miss Allegra entertains audiences with her original songs as well as select country classics and country pop favorites. Then at 6:30 to closing, Making Cover Bands Great Again, See the Big Fuss. The Mill Ballet Summer Dance Camp, June 26th from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. at the Mill Ballet School, 243 North Union Street in Lambertville. The Mill Ballet School is proud to announce Summer Dance 2017. This year's programs include our choreographic workshop for ages 10 and up, Ballet Technique Intensive for ages 9 through 18, Magical Mornings for ages 3 to 5, Junior Dance Camp for ages 5 to 8, and Young Dancers Workshop from ages 8 to 12. In addition, we offer open enrollment dance classes for all ages and levels. We hope you will join us this summer for an exciting and enriching experience. For more information and registration, visit www.millballetschool.com/summerdanceprograms. All right, that's it in terms of events. I guess I can get started on the news half of today's episode. Talented Central Jersey Youth in Show Kids Hairspray. Show Kids Invitational Theater's production of Hairspray continues at 7:30 p.m. Friday and Saturday at Voorhees High School, 256 County Road 513. Tickets are $13 to $20 and can be purchased at www.showkids.org or by calling 908-638-5959. Set in 1962 in Baltimore, a lovable plus-size teen, Tracy Turnblad, has only one desire, to dance on the popular Corny Collins show. When her dream comes true, Tracy is transformed from social outcast to sudden star. She must use her newfound power to dethrone the reigning teen queen, win the affections of heartthrob Link Larkin, and integrate a TV network all without denting her due. Hairspray is such a fun show, with lots of big production numbers that really energize the audience, said producer and director Carolyn B. Newman. But watching the cast truly immerse themselves in the underlying story about shattering stereotypes and overcoming segregation inspires me at every rehearsal. SKIT is a nonprofit family community theater group founded in 1986. The cast includes Tracy Turnblad is played by Alyssa Van Veldehuizen of Flemington. Larkin is played by Avery Stoker of Clinton. Sydney Kazakis of Lebanon plays Tracy's best friend Penny Pingleton. The reigning Miss Teenage Hairspray, Amber Von Tussel, is performed by Natalie Mell of Lebanon Township, and Ariana Fort of Three Bridges plays her stage mother, Velma Von Tussel. As Seaweed J. Stubbs is Ben Islar of Asbury, he is joined by two sharing the role of Motormouth Maybell, Nala King of North Plainfield, and Imani Smith Fort of Phillipsburg. Little Inez is played by Sierra Santee Rose of Lebanon Township. Reprising his role as Edna Turnblad is Mike Griffin of Hillsborough, whose onstage spouse, Wilbur Turnblad, is played by John Kazakis of Lebanon. Hip TV host Corny Collins is Jonah Leon of Clinton. The energetic counsel of the Corny Collins show is performed by Ryan Apgar of Clinton, Amy Schroeder of Bethlehem, David Reese of Clinton, Sarah Bunka of Asbury, Sean Kane of Bloomberry, Alyssa Conover of East Amwell, Sam Hostler of Glen Gardner, Brooke Walkenheim of Clinton, Evan Bravestein of Chester, and Marilena Parker of Clinton. The Dynamite Girls are Sarah Alicia of Lebanon, Abigail Griffin of Hillsborough, Kaylin Feely of Clinton, and Hannah Wilsey of Clinton Township, playing multiple roles, including Mr. Pinky, is Jeff Mell of Lebanon. Also appearing in multiple roles are Ben Black of Union Township and Sue Disco of Lebanon Township. Rounding out the ensemble are Raina Brown of Stewartsville, Sabrina Bunka of Asbury, Owen Butler of Asbury, Isabel Capel of Ringo's, Abby Chavette of Clinton Township, Grace Corcoran of Lebanon, Alexa Epstein of Califon, Kayla Julian of Stewartsville, Olivia Rubino of Chester, Charlotte Ruffin of Tewksbury Township, Brianna Smith of Bloomsbury, Abby Swan of Clinton, Owen Taber of Lebanon, and Josie Whitmore of Lebanon. All right, we're going to take another short break. This is the Interns News Corner with Wyatt Nesinski. We will be right back.
USA Radio News with Jason Wirt.
There has been no effort to impede our investigation to date. You cannot stop the men and women of the FBI from doing the right thing.
That's Acting FBI Director Andrew McCabe testifying in Congress that the firing of James Comey will have no impact on the investigations of the FBI. Senator Lindsey Graham says now that the president has fired Comey, he needs to pick a replacement that will be a uniter.
The burden's now on the president to pick somebody that, if possible, can unite the country. I don't know if that's possible now, but he has a obligation to pick somebody who's qualified, somebody who is respected.
President Trump taking on the issue of voter fraud. He's expected to sign an executive order today creating the Presidential Commission on Election Integrity. It would look into alleged voter fraud and suppression and also consider existing policies and practices that can lead to bogus registrations or improper voting. USA Radio News.
Are you dreaming of a summer vacation? It's time to stop dreaming and start booking. Hi, I'm Jen O'Neill.
And I'm Jeff Manheimer.
And we're the founders of Tripping.com, the world's largest site for vacation rentals.
With more than 10 million vacation rentals to choose from, Tripping.com makes it easy to find the perfect beach house, lake house, or condo for your big summer vacation.
And with access to all of those properties, we can tell you that now is the time to find the best places and the best prices for your dream vacation rental.
That's TRIPPING.com.
To find the perfect place to stay, go to Tripping.com today.
Howdy, Mom folks. KFC's Colonel Sanders here. I know you don't want to do Mom stuff on Mother's Day, so have Dad pick up a delicious KFC $20 fill-up. The family gets 8 pieces of delicious, freshly prepared chicken, 2 large mashed potatoes and gravy, 1 large coleslaw, and 4 biscuits. It's your day, so tell your family they can figure it out themselves for once in their lives. And then I'll figure it out for them, so they've kind of learned nothing. Oh well, at least you won't have to cook. KFC, it's finger-licking good. For a limited time at participating KFCs, prices may vary. Tax extra.
Former FBI Director James Comey speaking out a bit, sending a farewell letter. Here's Mark Mayfield.
In a farewell letter to FBI staff and friends, Comey said he also isn't going to spend time on the way he was fired by President Trump. He noted he's long believed a president can fire an FBI director for any reason, even for no reason at all. Comey says he'll be fine and that he'll deeply miss everyone at the Bureau. He said the most difficult thing about leaving the FBI is the nature and the quality of the people who work there.
Passengers flying to the United States from Europe may soon have to put their electronic devices into their checked bags. The Department of Homeland Security expected to announce soon a ban on devices other than cell phones in the cabin will be expanded. It currently only applies to flights from 10 Middle Eastern and North African countries. One concern is the number of volatile lithium-ion batteries that could wind up in the cargo hold of planes if the restrictions are tightened by Homeland Security. Get more news and analysis of today's headlines online at usaradio.com.
Allergy sufferers? The name's Nigel. I'm a well-educated owl, therefore well-versed in the difference between what's wise and unwise. Talking like a pirate on a job interview. Unwise. Using Nuzizol for 24-hour relief of your allergy symptoms? Quite wise. In a clinical study, 90% of allergy sufferers who use Zizol felt powerful 24-hour relief after just one day. So for continuous allergy relief, don't be unwise. Be wise all. Take new Zizol. Use as directed.
The mayor of New Orleans speaking out about the removal of Confederate statues from his city. Here's the story.
Workers in protective helmets and masks and wearing bulletproof vests moved in early this morning to take down a statue of Confederate President Jefferson Davis. The process occurred amid a heavy police presence and as demonstrators for and against the removal shouted at each other. Yesterday, a Louisiana judge rejected an effort to block the removal of another Confederate monument, a bronze depiction of General P.G.T. Beauregard.
The drug dealing scandal at West Point continues as a second cadet has now been convicted. Here's the story.
Instead of graduating this month, Christopher Monge will forfeit military pay and spend the next 2.5 years in an Army lockup. He was convicted by a military judge on Tuesday of dealing prescription drugs at West Point, and he's not the only one. Another cadet, Tevin Long, was convicted last month of selling oxycodone and other drugs. He, too, is doing time in a brig, and 4 other West Point cadets face drug dealing charges. Sarah Lee Kessler, New York.
And speaking of New York, the New York City government now making it harder on New York City police to do their jobs. The New York Post is reporting a new directive given to New York police officers prohibits them from entering a home without permission or a warrant. That means if neighbors complain about a loud party, all police can do is show up the door and say something. The residents of the home can tell the cops, go away. USA Radio News.
Hello, welcome back to the Hello, welcome back to the Interns News Corner. I'm your host, Wyatt Nasinski. Let's get back into the news with the young entrepreneurs to launch Creative Youth Board Game. Launch, essentially. That one ad from before. At age 5, Joey Hudica was just having fun when his creative juices took root. He wouldn't play his board games the way they were intended. He would create other games from those games. Soon, he wanted to share his ideas about creating new games with other kids. By age 9, his entrepreneurial career had begun. He created 2 mobile apps and achieved sales and downloads in more than 60 countries. His sister Heidi began designing her own fashion clothing line for 18-inch dolls at age 4. In 2015, the Hudica family created Launch, a board game which introduces young people to art of entrepreneurship. It presents them with different investment opportunities and teaches them how to make good business decisions and negotiate. On Friday, there will be a launch party for the game from 6 to 9 p.m. at the Deer Path YMCA in Readington Township for families of 4th through 8th graders. The event is sponsored by Productive Play, the Hunterdon County YMCA, the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce and Foundation, and Flemington Car and Truck Company. When we first invented our game, I thought it was just going to be a stay-at-home family experience, said Joey. And now it's branched out to be an experience that brings communities together. I couldn't be more excited. Heidi added, I love it when our game brings out the creative spirit in every kid. Steve Califer, chairman of the Somerset Patriots and the Flemington Car and Truck Company, will be the keynote speaker. Dr. Donald H. Sebastian, president and CEO of the New Jersey Innovation Institute, will be on an Innovation Lounge expert panel led by Joseph R. Hudica, the kid's father and president and CEO of Productive Play and Fizzy Labs. The event will start with a 30-minute rock concert performed by students from the School of Rock House Bank from Somerville. There will also be a food and a game competition between kids with a new MacBook Air laptop as the grand prize. The winner will be announced on May 20th. We must teach our children how to nurture and maximize their greatest asset, their creativity, because creative is the driver of innovation, said Hudica. Innovation doesn't simply happen. It can and should be taught. The game has 5 levels, and kids are taught dozens of business terms and strategies as they progress through each level. There is an accompanying Young Entrepreneur's Dictionary to help them play and understand the game while learning the language of business. In 2016, Joey and Heidi won the Amazing Kids in Business Award from the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Almost Maine coming to Hunterdon High School stage this weekend. Almost Maine is a collection of vignettes about love and relationships. Will be staged at Delaware Valley High School at 7 p.m. Thursday through Saturday. It will be directed by Kyle Tinneys, assisted by Tara Civitolo, according to a news release. The cast will include, roughly in order of appearance, Logan White, Carissa Shire, Alexa Parkinson, Graham Scher, Pierce Werman, Natalie Martin, Hallie Cox, Joshua Nilsson, Brittany Hill, Emma Eisenbell, Nick Gilmore, Kyle Leitner, James Mason, Maggie Kelly, Sage Lau, Amalia Cravani, Hunter Tristensky, and Claire Wolfson. Almost Maine is written by John Cariani and was first presented at the Cape Cod Theater Project in 2002. Since then, it has been produced by more than 2,500 theater companies in the United States. According to the website, Almost Maine is a town that is almost in Canada and it almost doesn't exist because its residents never got around to getting organized, so it's just almost. One cold, clear Friday night in the middle of winter, while the northern lights hover in the sky above, Almost's residents find themselves falling in and out of love in the strangest ways. Knees are bruised, hearts are broken, love is lost, found, and confounded. And life for the people of Almost Maine will never be the same, explains the publisher's website. The support staff for Del Valle's production will include stage manager Lindsay Shire, tech crew Skylar Krause, Ashley Deem, Joshua D'Amato, and Justin Marmorado, set carpenters Dante Appello, Mike Casarona, Eric Hammerstone, Justin Marmorado, and Brandon Schutz. Makeup and hair is Shanice Homeward, Aaron Lane and Kate Prickett. Set painters is Julie Brady, Gabby Berthire, Shanice Homeward, Skylar Krause, Ethan Nugens, and Olive Stetler. Photography is Jessica Maiko, and display cases Joshua Nilsson and Lindsay Shire. Tickets will be available at the door. Admission will cost $5 for students, $8 for most adults, and free for senior citizens. Delaware River Towns ready for week-long Pride Festival. New Hope Celebrates will kick off the 14th annual Pride Week and Weekend Celebration on Sunday. It begins with the unfurling of a 500-foot rainbow equality flag at the top of the Delaware House building, which currently houses the Starbucks on Bridge Street in New Hope, according to a news release. The events continue in Lambertville at the second annual Pig Out, a pig roast hosted by Dish Catering at the Lambertville House Hotel Courtyard on Bridge Street. Entertainment during the week includes performances of the new production of Clue at the historic Bucks County Playhouse. The play stars Sally Struthers and Aaron Dilley. New Hope Celebrates, along with the Playhouse, are partnering in a fundraiser with a special cocktail reception on May 19th. The Raven will have dance parties with special DJs, piano sing-alongs, and drag shows. They will also host Sunday brunch on May 21st, followed by a new event, a Wet n' Wild Pride Pool Party at the Raven. Havana will once again sponsor the annual official Pride Women's Party on May 21st. Art enthusiasts will have the chance to do a walking tour of area galleries, including the Bucks County Visitor Center, Factory Girl Bakery in New Hope, and River Queens Artisans Gallery in Lambertville. They will feature an LGBT history exhibit showcasing memorabilia, photos, and stories from the organization's Retroscope.org archives. Local bars and restaurants will also host the third annual Best Cocktail Contest, sponsored by Tito's Handmade Vodka and Jose Cuervo Silver Tequila. The highlight of the festival is the annual parade and Pride Fair on May 20th. The parade will begin in Lambertville at 11:30 a.m., crossing over the bridge into New Hope. There will be floats and marching bands, including the Big Apple Corps. This is the only nationally recognized Pride Parade that crosses both state lines, Pennsylvania and New Jersey. New Hope Celebrates and its presenting sponsor, Landmark Hospitality and the Logan Inn, will present New Hope's new 100-foot-long Rainbow Equality Parade flag on May 20th. After the parade, the Logan Inn will play host to this year's Pride Village, located in the Logan Inn parking lot. The fair will include West Ferry Street, Ferry Street Park, and a portion of the Bucks County Playhouse. These areas will be closed to local traffic for the entire day. There will be many exciting vendors offering arts and crafts, pride goods, and local services. The Logan Inn will offer food and adult beverages. The area has been designated as a smoke-free zone. A food court will be located at the Bucks County Playhouse, serving a variety of festival foods. Many local nonprofit organizations will also be there. There will be dancing in the streets on West Ferry Street, where the organizers will host live entertainment on the Pride Street stage. Performers will include the Josh Zuckerman Band, Christine Havrilla and the Gypsy Fuzz, Christine Martucci and the Band of Love, Chad D, and some of New Hope's famous drag queens as well. A suggested $5 donation at the fair will help support New Hope Celebrates and future events, according to the news release. 5K run, walk to benefit Freedom House in New Jersey. Registration is underway for the 4th annual Freedom House 5K run and walk, taking place on Saturday at Spruce Run Recreation Area. All proceeds benefit the men and women residents of Freedom House, according to a news release. The program helps those with substance use disorders get treatment even if they do not have the funds to receive help. There will be live music along with refreshments, food, and vendors. We are so thankful for the support of our sponsors who make this event possible, said Glenn King, Freedom House Executive Director. Generous supporters and the numerous individual donors help us broaden our efforts, saving lives and reuniting families. We are extremely grateful. The entry fees for adults is $30 if registered in advance and $35 on Saturday. Children ages 6 to 12 are $10, and children under 6 may walk and run for free. Additional information on the event as well as registration information can be found online. To support the Freedom House or for more information on the 5K, visit the website or contact Tracy Morin, Marketing and Development Coordinator at Freedom House, at 908-617-5492 or email her at tmoran@freedomhousenj.org. All right, we're going to take another short break. We'll be right back with the Interns News Corner. I'm your host, Wyatt Nisinski.
At Crown Trophy of Flemington, we have thousands of products for you to choose from. Whether you're looking for trophies, plaques, or corporate awards, Crown Trophy of Flemington is your one-stop shop. We feature acrylic and crystal awards and promotional products for any occasion. We build and engrave all awards right on site. And we're a leading supplier of varsity jackets for local sports teams. We provide quality customer service and great pricing. Crown Trophy of Flemington is conveniently located in the Staples Shopping Center in Flemington. Crown Trophy of Flemington, we're trophies and a whole lot more.
Hey, Pat, did you know between the two of us, we know how to screw in a light bulb?
Come on, Steve. We can do better than that. Well, at least I can. Tell you what, you sit there and look pretty, and I'll fix it.
Listen to you, big guy. Better yet, let's get everyone to listen to Home Sweet Home with me, Steve Bailey, Inspector with Brass Tack Home Inspections.
And I'm Pat Gregory, Handyman Extraordinaire with Taskman Home Improvements, every Friday at 11 a.m. Or you can go to our archives and get access to over 50 podcasts. We cover the basement to the attic and everything in between.
You can even call us at 908-237-0410 during our radio program about our home improvement projects. Remember, Home Sweet Home, every Friday at 11 on Huntington Chamber Radio.
From the basement to the attic, you're listening to Steve and Patrick. Home sweet home.
When it matters most, our award-winning team of emergency physicians and nurses provides sophisticated care 24 hours a day. Superior emergency care at a moment's notice. Huntington Healthcare, your full circle of care.
Come join us for the 4th annual Huntington County Community Day on Saturday, June 3rd from 11 to 4 at the County Fairgrounds, South County Park in Ringo's. There'll be food, there'll be music, there'll be games, fun for the whole family, pony rides and a petting zoo, reptile shows by Michael Schwedick, outdoor games and activities, a shred event sponsored by the Huntington County Clerk from 11 to 3, tethered balloon rides by Unity Bank. The 4th annual Huntington County Community Day on Saturday, June 3rd, sponsored by the Huntington County Chamber of Commerce, the Board of Chosen Freeholders of Huntington County, Huntington Healthcare, Unity Bank, Jersey Mike's and Subs. For all the great details and information, visit HuntingtonChamber.org or give us a call at 908-782-7115.
The news is sponsored by the Huntington Medical Center. Huntington Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Huntington Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Huntington Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.huntingtonhealthcare.org.
All right, welcome back to the Insurance News Corner. I'm your host, Wyatt Nasinski. We have about three news stories left to go. Huntington Youth 10 takes part in a dream trip to Disney. Huntington County Sheriff Fred Brown's office participated in this year's Operation Dreamlift, sending John E. Pavlica of Raritan Township to Disney World on May 2nd, when a Miami Airjet took off from the Mercer County Airport in the early morning Tuesday. Sheriff's Corporal Sandy Ford, Officer Michael Frakes, and Chief Ed Davis were there to wave goodbye to the anxious but thrilled 10-year-old and his mother, Alexandria Pavlica, according to a news release. The day-long excursion is sponsored by the Sunshine Foundation, whose mission it is to take children who are chronically ill and give them a much-needed respite from their troubles by flying them to Florida for a day of fun at Walt Disney World. The send-off includes costume characters, police, firefighters, EMTs, marching bands, politicians, volunteers, and other well-wishers. When the Dreamlift flight left from the airport in Mercer included over 100 children, chaperones, a nurse, and a doctor, all made possible through donations of individual residents and businesses. John, who has DeGeorge syndrome and several learning disabilities, attends the Midland School in Branchburg. He lives with Alexandria, her husband, John Martin Pavlica, and three cats. "We are so grateful for this once-in-a-lifetime gift," she said. "To us, it's like winning the lottery." Davis, who coordinated the trip on behalf of Brown, extended his thanks to all who made the children's exciting day possible. Hundreds face rainbows of color in annual Huntington Y Run. The Huntington County YMCA hosted its third annual Color Me Healthy Fun Run on Saturday at the Y's Round Valley Branch. Runners set off in waves on the one-mile course. The YMCA created the run in 2015 to provide a community event for the entire family for all fitness levels. Over 1,000 people took part last year. The Color Me Healthy Fun Runs has turned out to be amazing events, said YMCA Director of Healthy Living Terry Sackle. It has been great to see family and friends being active together and having a great time. And last but not least, probably the most important story today, the stolen iconic Ronald McDonald statue is recovered. Ronald McDonald has been found. An iconic life-size statue of Ronald McDonald sitting at the end of a bench, his right arm outstretched, which has welcomed thousands of customers for over two decades, was stolen in the early morning hours on April 27th from a McDonald's restaurant located at 185 Center Street. Friday afternoon, Hunterdon County Prosecutor Anthony P. Kearns said in a news release that the beloved and treasured statue has been recovered. I am pleased to announce that Ronald is safe and on his way back home to Clinton Township, said Kearns. I would like to thank Crime Stoppers of Hunterdon for the vital role they played in helping to locate the statue. I would also like to commend the detectives from the Clinton Township Police Department and the Hunterdon County Prosecutor's Office for their dedication and hard work. The investigation into the person or people responsible for the theft is ongoing, and we will provide more details at a later date. Philip Curry, who co-owns the restaurant with his wife Diane, said the statue had not been damaged. He said the couple plans to have the statue refurbished and repainted. "We're really excited," said Curry, "but it's not for us, it's for our thousands of customers. He has been a member of our family for the last 20 years. Customers young and old always enjoy sitting with Ronald and taking pictures." Curry said police didn't give him any information on where the statue was found, who stole it, or why. We're very relieved that Ronald is coming back home, said Curry. We're going to clean him up and put him back in his place of honor in the dining room. We want him to look his best for our customers in the future. The restaurant is undergoing extensive renovations inside and outside, including the replacement of its 1970s-style roof. Its reopening is tentatively planned for tomorrow, May 12th, said Curry. Workers began refurbishing the restaurant on April 24th. The couple had scheduled the statue to be picked up the following morning and stored in a safe location, but the company had to reschedule the pickup, the couple have said. When workers completed their work at approximately 11 p.m. Wednesday, the statue was still on the property. But when Curry returned Thursday morning at 10 a.m., he discovered that the statue was missing. The couple immediately called police and filed a report. The couple, who have owned the franchise since 1991, purchased the statue in 1993 or 1994 for $7,000. That is impressive. And I'm glad that they found the statue. I remember that was going all over my Facebook the other day. Just glad it's been found. All right, that's just about covers all we have today. Thank you for listening in, and I'll see you all next time. This is the Interns News Corner with Wyatt Nasinski.
It is 9:04. It's time for Hunter Chamber Radio Weather. Flemington right now, it is 77 degrees, 80 degrees, clear skies, 10% chance of precipitation. It is Friday, TGIF, August 26, 2016. Partly sunny today, isolated showers this morning. Hot with highs in the lower 90s. West winds 5 to 10 miles an hour, becoming northwest this afternoon. Chance of rain is 20%. Be mostly clear tonight. Lows in the lower 60s, so the humidity goes away. Sunny highs in the upper 80s tomorrow. Northeast winds around 5 miles an hour, becoming east in the afternoon. On Sunday, sunny highs in the upper 80s. Mostly sunny on Monday the 29th, upper 80s. Tuesday, partly sunny with a chance of showers and thunderstorms, highs in the upper 80s. And partly sunny on Wednesday, the last day of August, upper 80s. So not much difference in the weather for the next couple of days. Temperatures in our area, 81 over in Raritan, 76 at the county complex, 75 in Frenchtown, 78 up in Hampton, 75 in Highbridge, 82 in Lambertville, and 78 in Ringos. That is Good Morning Hunter, and that's Hunter Chamber Radio Weather.
Lose 20 to 40 40 pounds in 40 days guaranteed. Let me repeat, lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days guaranteed. This is not a crazy diet or exercise program. No drugs, hormones, or shots. You can lose 20 to 45 pounds in 40 days with Nutrimost resonant frequency technology to measure 2,800 of your body's key biomarkers. Using NRF, they can find and correct the cause of your weight problem by measuring factors affecting weight gain, including metabolism, fat burning, fat storage, appetite, detoxification, and hormonal regulation. It's safe, fast, easy, and effective, and you won't walk around hungry or have cravings. It's even doctor supervised. Schedule a body composition analysis and consultation. You can be transformed in 40 days guaranteed. This is a limited time offer, so they can't wait to see you look great.
So call 888-718-7077. That's 888-718-7077. Or visit njthin.com. That's njthin.com.
Alright, welcome back to Good Morning Hunter and Hunchimer.com. Got my guest in the studio. Her name is Andrea Salazar, and she is the Director of Player Development at CJVA, Central Jersey Volleyball Academy. I had no idea this even existed, but Beth Brody had contacted me to teach me all about it, and Andrea was gracious enough to come on by the studio to teach us all about it. What I really like about this, and we're going to learn plenty about it, is surprise, surprise, kids aren't sitting on the couch playing Nintendo all the time. There's actually kids going to learn about volleyball. So we're going to bring Andrea in to talk all about it. Good morning, Andrea. How are
you? Good morning.
So welcome to the studio.
Thank you for having me.
Hey, this is awesome. Thank you for coming on in. Let's give a quick intro. Who are you, and what's your affiliation with CJVA?
CJVA. That's right. Everybody has trouble with it. I'm the Director of Player Development at CJVA, mm-hmm. and we are a nonprofit volleyball organization. And we've actually been around for over a decade. We've served Hunterdon County and some of the surrounding counties and even parts of PA for about 11 years. Okay. And we pretty much train volleyball. We do from beginning developmental clinics from 11 and under, okay. All the way up to really competitive training from like 15 to 18 year olds. So
all right.
We just that's our gig,
that's
volleyball
your gig.
Training. Yeah,
amazing. So let's back up for a minute because I don't want to give all the particulars about CJVA mm-hmm. yet. Let's talk about a little bit about Andrea.
Mm-hmm.
What is your affiliation with volleyball? Why is the sport so interesting to you?
I played it when I was younger, and it was in my family. My mother played, and actually forced me to play. I hated volleyball. I was a soccer player. I was a big like contact sport player, so I was basketball, soccer, mm-hmm. and then we moved to Bridgewater, and she just asked me to try volleyball out, and I fell in love with it. I started playing.
How early did she get you involved?
When I was probably 13, okay. 14. And it's so different than any other sport than you kind of just the people that end up playing it end up falling in love with it.
Yeah.
So I started playing it, and even when I was still in high school, I started helping out coaching with some Girl Scout clinics. And
were you competitive in high school?
Yeah, I went to Bridgewater right in high school, so we yeah. actually had a great.
Well, Jim Gano's all excited. He just heard that.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, he's a big Bridgewater Raritan.
Go Panthers!
Fan.
Yeah. So
he does the football games.
Okay.
He's the announcer for the football games.
Oh, very nice.
So
yeah, we were very competitive in high school. We won 2 state championships.
Yeah.
So it's big.
So you were competitive in Bridgewater Raritan, and then did you continue that after?
I did not. I went right into coaching. I stayed local in Bridgewater, and mm-hmm. that's actually the exact same, right out of high school. That's the same year that that CJVA was started by Al Modern and Kim Modern, and a friend of theirs asked me if I wanted to coach, and I said, sure.
How did they even know about you?
Their friend used to be my former coach.
Okay, so a little networking going on.
Yeah, yeah.
So let me ask you. So you said you started to do coaching like mm-hmm. when you were still doing it in high school,
mm-hmm.
right?
What drew you to that?